Whether you're a Class 5 rafter or just looking for a couple of laughs, these two have you covered. Welcome to Aaron and Zach's Better Than Mediocre Rafting Show.
Well, happy Friday and welcome to Aaron and Zach's Mediocre Rafting Show. We haven't heard from Aaron or Steve, so it could just be Zach's Mediocre Rafting Show today, which might keep it a little bit short, but I'll do the best I can to hold down the fort. Just a few things about the show. This is also a podcast. If you're listening to this as a podcast, great. It's actually, I listened to it as a podcast the other day. It wasn't bad, but it's really intended as a video show. We'll share video during the show. So you'll miss out on a lot of the video stuff, but that's not a big deal. And also, if you have questions for us, check out our website at Whitewater Guidebook. And this is where we post blog posts, recent blog posts. We post this as a podcast here. If you want to see the show as a podcast with some notes, we post it here. We also have a rafting forum that I'm starting to use more for questions. So if you have questions, throw it up in the forum. There was a change on the Illinois River that I posted here. That's relevant for those of you running the Illinois. But also under Gear Garage, there's a ask a question or comment section. And so this is where if you have a question for our Tuesday Q&A show, you could ask us a question. So a couple of last things. This is not education. This is entertainment. So Aaron's coming out now. If Aaron comes on and we are arguing about something, or a lot of times it's just us having fun. This is a Friday fun show. We sometimes play devil's advocate. We goof off with each other. We tease each other. But please don't use this as education. Oh, Aaron, welcome. Glad you're here.
Yeah, busy day. Yeah, I'm going to be running away in a second, and I'll be coming back.
Okay, so, well, we might shut down early if you're going to be running away a bunch. We'll see.
No, just run away once, and I'll be back.
Okay. Well, there he goes. And I want to remind everybody, this show is mediocre. This is not like – if you want a really good show about rafting – there are other places to go probably. This is the best we can do with our limited abilities, our limited knowledge, and limited skills. So I'm going to mute Aaron. It's really nice to be able to mute him sometimes. And with that, I want to get started. We have a bunch of stuff to talk about today. I want to start with I showed you guys Whitewater Guidebook. So we got that. And this is a fun blog post that one of my employees did about you could use ChatGPT to maybe get better answers. You're on mute, by the way, Aaron. To maybe get better answers to asking me and Aaron questions. So maybe try ChatGPT first. Really fun blog. We also have a new segment I'm trying, Cool Friend, where we just have a one-on-one interview. And I did one with Matt Cronin yesterday. And you can check that out here. Thought people would enjoy that. Hey, Aaron, if people want education, where should they go?
Take one of Zach's courses.
That, which specifically the Class 3 Rowing School. I think the Class 3 Rowing School is the best education we offer. I'm really proud of those classes. And we might add one more this year. I think we're adding
really?
One. Yeah.
Because you don't have enough going on?
Well, no. I mean, bookings are pretty slow in August on the Rogue. And we have an open date right now, so we might add one more in August. So we'll see. I mean, that's like, for me, it's a great way to, like, if we're not going to use a launch, maybe, to do another class, and it keeps our guides employed, which is really nice.
That works a lot. There's a lot of positives out of that. Like, yep, it's nice exactly. As a guide to have consistent work, that's for sure.
Yep. I hate to say, hey guys, yeah, it's hard to say you have a week off. So,
yeah.
Well, Sean, we could probably learn a lot from you too. So thanks for chiming in. We all have a lot to learn from each other, it turns out. So thanks for being a big part of the show, Sean. We love having you. Okay, Aaron, I got lots of stuff planned.
All right.
And we got to go through a lot of things. I don't even know where to start, but I'm going to start with this new theory I have about Class 3 and Class 4 rapids. I think that this is my theory. You're going to shoot me down. It's fine. I'm okay with it. I think that a Class 3 rapid, you can shoot the V or cut the C. In a Class 4 rapid,
like bedrock.
Now we're going to get to that in a second. In a Class 4 rapid, you have to either not shoot, be able to like get out of the V. Like a lot of times the V ends in holes in rocks. So like shooting the V is a good Class 3 skill. Class 4 boaters need to get out of the V.
That's interesting.
It's not a perfect theory. Like Chamberlain's a class four rapid. That's nothing to do with the V's. But as a generalization, like we learn in reading water, we learn in boating, like shoot the V, cut the C. It works on a lot of stuff, especially class two and three. But I'm going to say as you move out of class three, you don't get to follow the rule, shoot the V and cut the C.
So on Sunderland shoot,
you get out of the V. I mean, you want to get left.
That, John Brick used to talk about this a long time ago, and I still remember saying he would say class five, the river takes you where you don't want to go. In general, class three, class four, the river will take you where you want to go. Like you just kind of need to be in the right spot. And I think class three even more so. Class five.
Aaron, just so you know, you're breaking up a little bit. Just
am I?
Yep.
We've been having terrible internet here the last few days, so I wouldn't be surprised. It's been terrible, terrible, terrible. I haven't had any access, so I wouldn't be surprised. Okay. So,
Steve, we're gonna get to this. I'm gonna come back to this. Yeah, the runoff is about to be big, which I have some thoughts about that in a second. But I want to share a photo with you that I found that I think is really interesting. Of bedrock, where this is a good example. Like makes it look way harder than I remember it being from the river level. Like the V is headed to the left.
Yeah.
Right. So this, and there's not really much of a C here. There's just a V taking you where you don't really want to go. And so in bedrock, the goal, you have to get out of that V.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree with you, bedrock. Before I saw this photo, I'm like, it's not that hard. Okay, I'm going to call it class four. I could see the class three argument. Looking at this, the river is taking you to the bad spot. You have to aggressively get out of
it. It's not taking the bad spot. It's taking you to the left of the bad spot.
Well, the left is bad. Like people don't want to go left.
Is it?
Yeah. People flip left to that. Left of the
I think most of the people flip going there because they're going there out of control. They're not. If you were controlled running left, you'd probably be okay.
Okay, maybe that's the case. But my point here is like most people are trying to avoid the left, and so to avoid the left, you have to get right before the island, and that involves leaving the V. Like getting at, like again, we say like, hey, shoot the V, cut the C. Well, here, do not shoot the V. Like your goal is to get out of the V. So
I think high volume and low volume are two different things. In low volume, you've got to be in the V because you got to be where the water is. And high volume.
I mean, all of the Grand Canyon rapids are basically get out of the V. All the hard ones. The V heads to basically holes. And so in all the Grand Canyon rapids, it's get out of that V. Like all the hard ones. The easy ones shoot the V. The hard ones, it's like, oh, the Vs are headed to something bad.
Like downstream. Lava?
Lava is not lava, but like Hermit and...
Hermit? You don't want to go down the middle?
I don't know. I get them all confused, honestly. Like all the rapids, like Horn, I guess Horn. I don't know. Horn for sure. You want to cut the V. There's another one. I forget the name. I haven't done the canyon. I have to remember which rapid is which name. But I remember so many times I got out of the V in the entrance and I was done. And the V led to big holes that could flip you. I would say that happened like upset, you know, a bunch of rapids where.
See, I disagree. Upset, you just go straight down the V on the left side and you're fine.
I ran right. I ran right. So
yeah, you ran the macho line. Yeah,
But I would say a lot of the rapids are that way. So anyways, just a thought that I had, and you know, I've been thinking a lot about, because we're teaching reading water in our classes. Well, so many people teach shoot the V, cut the C. And then in my classes, I'm like, oh, do not take that V. That V goes somewhere bad. How do you get out of the V? You know, you do that either, you know, pushing, pulling, or downstream ferrying. Okay. That's the first thing. The next thing, Aaron, I had to cancel our Sunday Illinois trip. Not only is the water high, have you seen I don't know if you've seen what the flow has been doing.
No.
This is let me go back to we'll talk. You'll find this really interesting. I just canceled this morning. For a number of reasons. I talked to Pete at Momentum a bit yesterday, and so the gauge, the prediction wasn't taking snow into account. Pete called the prediction people and was like, "Hey, take snow into account," and they changed the prediction yesterday based on talking to Pete, which is pretty cool that they're willing to change. So the prediction yesterday was for a drop. And then the new prediction had it go into 4,000, which is not any, but still not, the prediction is still not correct. But we're looking at Sunday, the flow being, I don't know, it's like 2,800 and dropping. And we'd run green wall on Tuesday, which would be 22,000. It would have been awesome. Awesome. But there's a log in green wall. There was a landslide upstream of green wall, and there's a 60-foot log in green wall right now.
Do you have any photos of that?
So I talked to Pete a lot because they had a Momentum trip running green wall yesterday, and they just texted out and say, "Hey, 60-foot log in the middle of green wall." We had to run the left channel, and if you mess it up, you'd go into the partially submerged log across the base, from what I understand, across the river below the main drop.
Wow. So,
yeah. Which for low water sucks, because that's the only way you can go at low water. So
we'll see what happens. We'll see how far out of the water is when the water drops. Maybe you can just go under it.
It's partially submerged right now, yesterday. There's no way you can go under it. It's not going to drop that much. Maybe it's 600, depending how the log is placed there. So we should be able to, when they get off the river, hopefully we'll have photos later on.
Because as it drops, I think you get way less water coming in from the side creeks. Like the
oh yeah,
how much the flow decreases dramatically. So down at Greenwall, you know, you're down below a fair number of tributaries at that point. So it'd be interesting to see what happens.
I mean, right now this is a dry flow. Like, you know, right now it's 3,000, which is like a normal 2,400 probably, because the side creeks are probably pretty low. Because it's not, this isn't rain, this is all snow melt.
So I'm surprised you didn't give me credit when I said multiple times last week when we were talking about the flows about, well, how it doesn't include snow runoff. Remember we discussed that?
Yeah. That's why I'm bringing it up. Good job, Bear. Oh, you want the credit. You don't just want me to say, tell you the answer.
I want the acknowledgement. Yeah, I could use some acknowledgement here.
By the way, you were correct.
You're right again. Yeah, you were right. Yeah,
it's not enough for me just to like, share the information. You need me to share the information and say
and share that I've been saying that for like a week or two, and yeah. You and Steve were kind of brushing it off.
I just didn't believe the prediction at all, but I didn't realize it wasn't taking snow into account. I assumed it took some snow into account, and I think now it's taking snow into account too much. I don't. Who knows?
How can they easily just add that in like that? They have to have data.
They have data.
Add that in.
So what Pete said was they had been ignoring ignoring the snow, because snow doesn't usually play a factor. It's like a minor factor, but now it's playing a major factor. So they tweaked it to add snow back in. It's not a perfect science predicting this stuff. And this prediction too shows it dropping. Although it's on a classic snow melt, it could go down a little bit and then come up even more. It's really hard to say. I mean, the prediction doesn't even know, but the log changes everything. So, okay, I got more to talk about. So we got that, talked about that. Okay, we got to talk about tracking really quick. You ready to talk about tracking?
Yes, I'm definitely ready to talk about tracking.
Okay, well, do you have something ready to talk about? Do you have something prepared for me? Are you just here to like?
I'm just right here to say you're wrong. That's kind of my, I just show up here just to speak. To speak the dissenting view.
Okay, got it. So you're ready for your.
I'm nothing constructive. I just want to tear things down. I don't want to build.
Yeah, no, I'm used to it. You don't have to even warn me. I'm used to that. So the thing about the reason this is a thing is there's no book that says this is what tracking is that I can find. Like there's no text. Maybe in some eccentric book somebody wrote down something, but there's nothing we all commonly believe in as tracking. And I was talking to a friend this morning who I thought had a pretty good sense of tracking, and we had a good discussion about it, but some things I disagreed with. Like, I don't think ferrying and tracking are the same thing.
So it sounds like I just have to write a blog post about tracking and then you'll be okay with it.
No. I mean, I might. Depends if it's good. So here's, I've been alluding to my definition. I think I told you my definition. I wrote it down here just so that I could be on the record. It's the tendency for a boat to go in the direction it's pointed. It's a vague definition. Right? It's not perfect, but like if you point a boat, it wants to go in that direction. And I think there's mechanisms of tracking, things that cause tracking that are not in this definition. This is ignoring what causes tracking. It's just saying if you point a boat in a direction, it has a tendency to move in that direction. You with me on this? Does that seem reasonable? Aaron, you're on mute, but I understand you have stuff going on in the background. So
I agree, Zach. Totally.
I didn't realize I was on mute that time. Yeah. I think one thing we talked about before, I think you said this, and so do you see how I have lateral waves right there? It makes sense. I think you said if a boat is here, these lateral waves surf it over, and that's a form of tracking. Is that right?
Yeah, you're oversimplifying it, but
I'm saying this is a mechanism of tracking, right? Like I think there's several mechanisms of tracking, several things that cause tracking. One of them, I think you said before, is if you're here, you're piercing a lateral. That's like you're piercing a lateral. But if you're over here, the lateral surfing you over is a form of tracking. Have you said that before?
This is what I'm going to say.
Okay.
If you look at the profile of river, the river moves slower on the surface than it does deeper, right?
Yes.
So there's like resistance along the surface, basically, because the boat sits deeper than the surface.
Yeah, so let me...
So there's this resistance on the surface of the water, all right?
This is the surface of the river right here, right? Yeah. There's boat. Your boat kind of sits like this.
Yep.
Right.
And it's sitting in faster current. We know the current along the surface is slower and the current down below is faster.
So the current here goes like that. The current up here is slower.
Yes.
So the current under the surface of the water is faster than the current on top. Okay, I'm with you.
So, all right. Now, so the boat's wanting to get, there's stuff slowing down the boat along the surface. How does that surface slow down the boat? Well, it slows down the boat in the area where it has the most surface area, right? Which is along the long side of the boat. Because the front has less surface area.
If it's at an angle to the current. So what you're saying is there's current lines. If this is lines of current, that the boat is at an angle to the lines of current. If it went faster than the current, these lines of current are pushing it over.
But yeah, it's slowing down more along here than it is on the front because the front's going up. So it's going to move this way across.
You say if you're pointed this way, you're going to move this way across.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, same thing. I'm agreeing with what you're saying. I think that's the physics of it, basically, is that, and then it's easier when I usually talk about it, I just say, think about all these little waves hitting the side, slowing it down, and it's slowing down here, but the waves go under the front and there's less resistance there, so it just moves in that direction.
Wait, there's less resistance here than here?
There's less resistance in the front than on the side.
In the front than on the side?
Yes. Are you acting like this is crazy?
No, I don't understand what you're saying. There's less resistance here than there is here.
Yeah, right? You've got rocker on the front. It's narrower.
Oh, got it. Assuming you have rocker in the front. Yeah.
Well, even if you don't have rocker, it's narrower. There's less
surface. Got it. Yeah.
If you took a rectangle and put it in there.
This boat has rocker in the front, not the back. So this line right here.
It doesn't matter about the rocker in the front. If there's rocker in the front and the back or just the front, it doesn't matter.
The most of the resistance hits on this part, but not the rocker.
Yeah.
And that's due to the raft. So a raft without any propulsion is going slightly faster than the current on top of the surface because it's getting in the faster current under the surface.
Mm-hmm. It's like the opposite of a sailboat. Because the wind's blowing on the surface and you got the rudder in the water and it moves along there. Now, instead of the catching air above it, it's catching the water below. And then you got the rudder there. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Rick, Rick, show it. If you can find these, I'd love to see them. I can't find them. There's a lot of kayaking terminology that has dictated rafting terminology is great. I would love to see that in writing. If you can find it, love to see it. I've looked. So I'm with you, Aaron. So I think the primary mechanism of this, I think this too, this is how sweep boats work too. The sweep boat is sitting in the water and it's catching faster currents under the surface of the water, which are driving in a certain way. And then like, you're right. If it hits up the side of the current on the top is hitting it, it's going to naturally drive that way. You don't even have to create propulsion for this to happen. But if you are creating propulsion, it amplifies it because you're moving faster than the current and the current's pushing against it. You with me here?
Yeah. Right?
If I'm pushing on the oars and I'm moving faster than the current, there's even more resistance because I'm going faster. I'm like, there's more.
I guess it's helping it somewhat. Yeah, you're helping it somewhat, but you're just pushing in that direction, so you're going to move in that direction. You're literally putting force in that direction.
You're putting force in that direction, but there's also tracking that's happening.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. I got to think about that part a little more.
I just want to be quick because I've had a lot of debates. I think somebody tried telling me that tracking is literally that a boat keeps its angle. That's all. It keeps its angle. That's tracking. I don't believe that. That's just keeping its angle. I'm going to say keeping angle.
You have to hold the angle. That's a part of the problem. It depends how your boat's weighted and some boats track better in terms of maintaining their angle are easier to track and they maintain their angle better because of the way they're weighted. But yeah, no, I don't agree with that.
I think they don't understand tracking because they've never used a heavy boat. I don't think you could even understand tracking unless you have a lot of weight in your boat. If you're like a light oar boat or a light paddle boat, you're on the surface. You're not down low. The idea of tracking doesn't exist to you.
And it has much less of an effect, I'll say, in general. And I think that's one of the reasons those R2ers don't mind the air boats and the tracking is less of an issue because it is so light. It sits so – when it's really light, it sits up on the surface, and so you don't have that same – the more it sits down in the water, the more it catches that faster current underneath the surface. And so I think you get more of that propulsion going on from the tracking, if that makes sense. And more of the rudder situation on the side where it's ruddering you as well. It's acting like a rudder.
So I think there's three. So I'm going to say I like this definition. It's vague enough. There's a tendency for a boat to go in the direction it's pointed. There is a tendency. And I think there's three mechanisms. One is the floor shape. I think we all agree that like a I-beam floor acts like a keel and a Moravia just flat floor doesn't. So like an Avon tracks better than Moravia. Although if you deflate the Moravia floor, it tracks better from what I've been told. And I believe it.
Well, I think that's true with most self-bailers because then they ride more on the outside tubes and then those act as like a keel. I guess a keel. I shouldn't say rudder. I should say a keel.
Yeah.
Isn't that the proper term?
I think floor shape is one factor in how things some tracks. Number two is weighting. And I'm going to say the heavier a boat is, the more it's going to track. And the more front-loaded it is, the more it's going to track. Because it's like if you're front-loaded, the front goes down a little bit more. And so it's catching even more of that surface. Aaron, you're on mute.
No. I'd say more of the problem is if you're back-loaded, what ends up happening is that back end's catching more of the faster current. It's always wanting to pivot around on you.
Yeah.
So if you're even or a little forward, it works well.
Yeah.
If you're back heavy, it's terrible.
So I think we can agree
I don't know if front heavy is that much better than even, maybe a little bit, but then it wants to pull you straight downstream.
Yeah. So hold on.
No, it's not to hold the angle quite where you want it. Maybe.
Well, hold on. Let me get to that. First of all, like when you're, nobody should be backloading boats. And I think almost nobody does. And so if you're backloading, you're not setting yourself up for success. So like, let's just assume people aren't backloading. If you're front loaded, when I'm front loading, it feels like it pulls me down the river. Like I'm being pulled down the river. No matter where I'm pointed, I'm getting pulled in that direction. And so I'm going to call that tracking. So it may be hard to keep your angle, but if you can maintain your angle, it's going to pull you in that direction. This is how sweep boats work. Sweep boats are heavy and when you generally front load them, but you can really control the angle really well. So like, even though it might be wanting to turn, you can keep angles and continue tracking. Aaron, you're on mute.
Yeah, I know. That makes sense. And I'll say one of the things about having it a little heavier is, as we said, the deeper you get in the water, the more of that current you're catching.
Yeah, so you're deeper in this right here.
Along. Yeah.
There's more of like an underwater sail pulling you down.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like it makes your sail bigger, basically. Yeah.
Instead of being flat, you're tilted. So same weight, but you're like that. You're catching a bigger underwater sail in that deeper current. So I'm going to say floor shape and then weighting. And then one more third thing. I think it has to do – oh, I'm just going to call it Smurf waves. But it's basically the surface current pushing against you as you're going faster than the surface current.
Yeah, this, the resistance, I guess, of the surface.
So we'll call it surface resistance.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to say the tracking is the tendency for a boat to go in the direction you pointed it. And the reasons that happens are floor shape, the weight of the boat, and this and the surface resistance of a boat at an angle. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's some good comments here.
Okay, so do bucket boats track the best?
I've heard a lot of people say they do track really well. Yeah, they do work well. Yeah.
It's hard to say what's the best. I mean, the best tracking boats I've ever been in are the sweep boat, which is a bucket boat, but also like a big heavy gear boat on the Tuolumne. Like you point that and it wants to, it's amazing how well it tracks, but it's a big heavy boat. Okay, here we go. Tracking is the boat's ability to maintain this direction of travel either forwards or backwards with momentum after the motor propulsion has stopped. So this is where, Aaron, how do you feel about this definition? Are you still there, Aaron? You're okay, Aaron, pause. Yep, Aaron, you're not even here right now. So this is, I don't agree with this definition because the ability to maintain a direction of travel is just keeping the boat straight. So it's not how you keep the boat straight. It's the fact that when it's straight, it wants to go in that direction. And I think it does. Momentum doesn't matter. With momentum after the motor, there doesn't, in my opinion, is it doesn't have to have a motor propulsion. Like you can point a boat because it's catching, it's the propulsion in a lot of cases is the sail that's underwater. Like it's moving faster than the surface current because it's catching current under the water. And so the reason I think this is because I have sweep boats. Like when I point a sweep boat, it goes in that direction. It doesn't need propulsion. The air went away. So I think Rick, you're the one, we talked about this online a little bit. I don't agree with this definition. I think, and maybe I'm wrong. Like if you have a heavy boat, I think you might think like a really heavy boat, you might think differently about how tracking works. How you load a boat will affect tracking for sure, but that's, I think that's what I'm saying is it's a reason weighting the boat is how you like track better. Like the heavier the boat is, the better it tracks. Aaron, what do you think about this definition?
I think they're coming from the other end, like after the force. My whole idea with the tracking is the tracking just something that happens inherently with the boat. It's not because you start it moving in a direction, then it keeps moving that direction. That's momentum. I think
that is momentum. Actually, like after the propulsion has stopped, that's momentum. That's like you have momentum with the ability to maintain this and its direction of travel. Like the ability to maintain the direction of travel is you controlling the direction of travel, right?
And I agree that momentum maintains your tracking, but I would talk about tracking more general.
Okay. Andrew. Yeah, if the side tubes are sitting lower, it'll catch lower currents for sure. So, yeah, I mean, I that makes sense. I know some people believe that. I think cap boats, I think the floor makes a difference. I think cap boats sometimes don't track that well. So, and they have side tubes. So I think it depends. Tracking still has an effect even when tracking still has an effect. I agree with you, Sean. Yeah. And like you don't have to have propulsion to track. You can turn a boat away and it's going to track that direction, right? You don't need propulsion, but when you add strokes, it accentuates tracking. If you have to make corrections to it, your boat is not tracking. I think, Aaron.
Yeah, see, this is the other definition of tracking, which I never thought of tracking quite in this way. I think I understand what he's saying, what Rick's saying, and I think some people look at it that way, but I don't think you and I look at it that way, do we?
I mean, this is just, does your boat stay straight or not?
Does it want to travel in a direction? Yeah, and I think that makes sense in one way. It's like, what would you call that with a kayak?
Kayak straight and it wants to turn
like
on its own.
Like the sea kayaks are much better. The mm-hmm. sea kayaks track better. Is that what they say? Maybe it's the same term and maybe we need a different term for what we're talking about then. Because maybe that, you know what I mean? With the sea kayak, it does like to track. It'd be interesting.
Rick, I would say what you're describing is the ability for the boat to stay, keep a straight line, to keep a line. So that's the term I've always used is, can that boat keep a line? Which means if you point a direction, it keeps that line.
No, he's right. He's right though. Like in kayaking, that's what tracking means. So he's right in the definition. We're using it differently and we mean something else with it.
Yeah.
So there's like two types of tracking. I think he's got like the big picture, like that's the appropriate term. But the way we're using it and the way we're mainly concerned about it is that other variable, the way we've been talking about how it affects the boat. And maybe we need a different term for that, like to differentiate from tracking the ability of a boat to just to maintain its angle. So I think Rick's actually right and we're wrong, but we're more concerned about that. Like the ability of a boat to a raft to maintain its line. Talk about some, and then some boats spin offline a lot, but I feel like in terms of when I'm teaching, the concept that we're discussing, Zach, is much more important to like understand that concept. And so maybe we need a different term for it or a way to distinguish those two variables.
Well, I think what's going on is there's terms that are used commonly in rafting that are the wrong terms for what's happening.
Yep.
But they're so commonly used, we kind of have to stick with them. We can't just, hey guys, let's create a whole new term. Like those terms are tracking, ferrying, and downstream ferry. Those are the wrong terms for the thing, right? But we're going to, because they're used that way commonly, we're not going to say, hey, we're going to change how everybody works. So like when I'm
going to say then there's two types of tracking. There's the ability of a boat to continue the line that's on like a sea kayak. And there's a second type of tracking we discuss in rafting, which is the forces, how the forces on the river cause it to move in the direction it's pointed.
That's where I'm trying to get them to like trying to define it, and have mechanisms for it.
So I think we have two. I think there's two in my mind. There's two, like a lot of words, there's two definitions for it. Cause Rick's correct, man. And you know, like he's right. Like that's the classic definition that makes more sense.
We should see these definitions because I've never seen these definitions when it comes to kayaking.
You can Google it. I don't have the extra hand. I just Googled really quick.
But so like
just type in kayak tracking into your website.
I've gotten some weird stuff. Kayak tracking.
Tracking for a kayak moves in a straight direction or while it stays on track.
There I think we're on that same spot.
Yeah, probably are.
So where we get in trouble is how it's always been used for rafting. That's where we get in trouble. So, hey, if we have two different definitions, we have to be really, really clear. Like, hey, sweep boats track really well. Is that tracking A or tracking B? Yep. Right. Hey, your raft is going to track over there. Is that tracking A or tracking
B? Well, I think sweep boats do both well.
They keep a line well. Well, not necessarily. You're able to keep a line with the sweeps. Sweep boats don't want to stay going straight. You're constantly like, that's why the sweep boat works so well. Like they don't actually track by Rick's definition of tracking. They don't do that well. They're like, they'll spin really easily, but you're constantly fixing the angle with the sweep.
You sure?
All the littlest thing will change it. If you point a sweep boat downstream, it wants to be sideways. If you do nothing, it's going to get itself sideways.
Well, any boat will turn sideways. Even a sea kayak will turn sideways in white water.
Yeah. So, I mean,
everything turns sideways.
So I think, but yeah, so nothing tracks that well compared to the traditional definition of tracking, which comes from flat water. It sounds like the definition I found comes from, here's what it means to kayak to track well from a fishing place. Mm-hmm. So like any boat you point in a direction is going to start spinning because of your smurf waves and different things.
You're right. Yeah, totally.
All right, let's go. All right. Let's move on. And this is the reason this is important is like, this is sort of like downstream ferry. I think 80% of people use downstream ferry the same way. And 20% are like, well, actually a ferry technically means this. And it's like, oh Jesus. And then this is where we're at. Like, I think most people, 80% of you people use ferry a certain or tracking a certain way. And then 20% are like, well, technically tracking is sea kayaks use this.
Well, I think we do talk. I think I use it in both manners, but I use it much more so in the way that we were discussing. Because that's, like I said, when I'm teaching, that's what I'm mostly concerned about.
When I'm rafting, I use 100% the way we're discussing. Because if I'll just say it's a boat's ability to hold a line. Like if I'm on the river and say, hey, that boat's going to track over there, like point your boat and track that way. People know what I mean. That doesn't mean keep the boat at the angle, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go on to some comments. I would guess the rocker of cat tubes affects the tracking. My 17-foot cat with no rocker tracked amazingly well. Yep. Depends on your definition of tracking.
But that, in that context, yes, totally agree. Less rocker, better tracking. And that's why the problem is that boats with a lot of rocker don't track as well. And I even noticed that with little 12-footers, if they've got less rocker.
Which tracking are you talking about?
I'm talking about traditional tracking.
I'm talking
about kayak tracking.
Kayak tracking, got it. So like a 17-foot cat with no rocker is going to hold a line really well, which is traditional tracking. What we're calling traditional tracking. A 17-foot cat is going to hold a line really well. But if it has rocker, it's going to be in deeper currents, and it's going to track the other way better because it's going to sit deeper in the water. A little bit. It's gonna have a bigger sail.
It is, but it's gonna get spun more. It's not gonna.
You have to pay attention to keeping the line straight.
This gets a little interesting because I do feel like rafts with a lot of rocker, they don't track as well. Even though they sit deeper, they don't track as well.
Which tracking? Traditional tracking or rafting tracking?
Both.
Okay. I think I agree with that. I think in theory they should track better. I think you're right, but I don't have enough. Well, tracking is so minor. It's so, like traditional, sorry, new school track, raft tracking is so.
But think about a lot of it,
measure.
If you've got way more rocker, that side tube is not catching as much current because less of it's in the water.
That's true. That's a good point.
So you're losing some of that resistance.
Yeah. So the mechanism of, the surface resistance is going to be less. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Okay. A sea kayak tracks great. A playboat does not track and will spin out with momentum. Neither do anything.
Yep.
Well, I think I disagree with that. I mean, do you mean momentum or propulsion? I think you mean propulsion here. Like if you're sitting in the water and pointing a direction, you're going to move. Even in a kayak, you'll move faster than the surface water. Because it's catching the water underneath you.
Rick, you're right. Without momentum, they don't do anything. But through Aaron and Zach tracking versus, we'll just say Rick tracking for right now, your sea kayaking tracking, our type of tracking, you gain momentum through that because it's like the wind. It's like the wind, going back to that wind. The wind, underwater wind, is moving the boat, and it's creating that momentum that you need.
We can't compare sea kayaking and whitewater. Because in sea kayaking, it's just like a flat pool generally. In whitewater, there's underwater currents that change things up. Hmm. And so I would say a playboat, the terminology I've always used is a sea kayak holds its line. A playboat does not hold its line. We'll track out. I use the term hold a line instead of tracking for this. I feel like you guys are talking about fairing principles, how currents work the side of a boat.
Yep, totally.
They throw you off.
Exactly, Rick. Yeah, we are talking about that, and we're talking about those exactly, and we use this term tracking in that manner, which is good to realize this has been a helpful conversation for me to realize when I talk about it, when we're teaching, is like, oh, I got to be a little more careful, because to a lot of people, the tracking means something else. And so I got to be more explicit in my description of what I'm referring to. It will be helpful, I think, just because I can see it being confusing.
And that's what we spend like 2 weeks doing, like through this show, through other things, and all a million discussions I've had about what things mean. I don't think there's common terminology. We were doing that instructor class last week, and Steve started using his term he likes, downstream angle, upstream angle. And I said, stop. I guarantee there are different definitions of upstream angle and downstream angle in this room. I picked two people, Steve and somebody else. They had different definitions of what upstream angle, totally different definitions. And these are both instructors. And so I go, please, let's stop using the terms upstream angle, downstream angle. Let's use the terms pointed downstream and pointed upstream. Right? I think that's – I'm pointed downstream. Upstream, downstream angle, people don't agree with. I think the other things we've been having problems with are like pushing, pulling, downstream, ferry. There's not 100% agreement. So I'm starting to use – push downstream, pull upstream. And when I say downstream ferry, I might start saying pull downstream. Because I think there's people up. So it's like, I'm still going to say, like, as a, to save words, or just to, if I people know what I'm talking about, say push, pull, downstream ferry. But I have to explain what those things mean ahead of time, define them. When I say push, I mean push downstream. When I say pull, I mean pull upstream. When I say downstream ferry, that always refers to turning them. That's stern downstream and pulling downstream. So the other, so here's what I'm getting at though with tracking, because I want some consistency. And the reason we're having this discussion is to have some consistency. I think there's ferrying and I think there's tracking. I'm going to say when you're going faster than the current, you're tracking. When you're going slower than the current, you're ferrying.
I disagree. I think ferrying is when you're is about you putting energy into the boat to move it in a direction back or forth across the river. Tracking is something the raft does on its own using the sail, the underwater sail. That's how I describe tracking. Yeah, is tracking plus ferrying gives you, you know, work. When your tracking is working with your ferry, you're doing great when those things are combined.
All right, I hear you. I'm gonna share one thing. I'm gonna say for our case, I bet Rick's gonna agree with me on this because he sounds like it's a kayaker and understands kayak stuff. I'm gonna say ferrying always refers to getting from one side of the river to the other with a minimal downward distance. So if I leave this eddy and go down here, I'm gonna call that crossing the river.
You're never gonna use the term downstream ferry again.
No, hold on. No, this isn't. So ferrying to me is going slower than the current to catch this eddy here to get across the river.
And to me, downstream ferry, what is a downstream ferry?
It's incorrectly named. It's not technically a ferry. It's incorrectly named.
You're ferrying across the river. You're moving across the river.
Okay. By like, this is where we get into the traditional definition of something. Ferrying just means crossing a body of water.
Yeah. Well, and I would say within the whitewater community in general, it's using your muscles to get across the river.
Yeah, which means going. Okay, so, and this comes from, so that the classic definition of ferrying, if I'm kayaking, and I think that's why Rick is going to be into this, because as a kayaker, if I'm going to ferry across the river, I'm going to point my bow upstream and ferry across the river. It doesn't mean
when you break a lateral and go downstream across the river to the other side of the river. What do you
call
that?
Just paddling down to the river. It's just crossing the river and breaking a lateral. So like kayaking, if I say ferry across, you can go ferry across. Boom, I ferried across. And so a lot of instruction has the idea of ferrying as being that. So for me, I'm going to define ferrying as crossing the river, but catching the highest point on the other side. If I'm just going to go from here to here, that's just crossing. I'm just going to say cross the river. But the action of ferrying is to go slower than the current to reach the highest point over here. So ferrying is an act, something that happens slower than the current.
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Hey, we don't have to. We can stop. I'm just saying, like, I'm trying to get, you won't believe how many different opinions.
No, there are. I understand, but I don't think we're gonna. I think it's more important, Zach, is not to try to change the definitions, just to understand everyone's definitions and use words that make sense to everyone. And right now, I feel like you're trying to change it. Say, hey, fairy means this. Well, that doesn't mean that for everyone. So you've got to use. It's better. It'd be more useful to use terminology. Not saying, hey, let's create this new terminology and we'll
this
use
isn't this a new terminology.
Change. But you don't want to use downstream ferry, and you're like just like
I
just
love the term downstream ferry.
General ferry means moving across a river, you know, and like yeah, and when you say ferry in general means like yeah, usually you're moving across a river and not going downstream in general, but it also means going downstream like a downstream ferry. So ferrying is when you're moving your boat to the other side of the river, and that's all encompassing. So
you that's not all encompassing because a lot of people use ferry. To my definition, it's not a new definition.
No, right? I'm saying it's all encompassing for us as boaters to just be like you're using your muscles to get the boat from one side of the river to the other.
Using your muscles
to get the boat from one side of the river to the other. It's a ferry in general.
It's just crossing the river. Don't have to use your muscles.
But rafting, you're using the muscles to cross the river. You're using muscles to cross the river.
You're just saying crossing the river is ferrying. Anytime you cross the river, it's ferrying.
And rafting and kayak, I'm going to say you're pretty much, it's not like ferrying where you've got the rope tied off and it just goes across on its own. This is like you're moving the boat across the river. That's what we're doing in rafting kayaking.
That's just crossing the river.
It is.
I'm not going to say ferry. Like, why would I say ferry across when I could just say get across the river? To me, a ferrying is an action, moving slower than the current.
Do you say ferry? Can you ferry here? No, it means going across the river. It's less words.
Just go to that side.
That's a lot worse than ferry.
No, ferry here. Ferry. No, you have to say ferry to the other side. Or you can just say go to the other side.
All I'm saying is that just trying to say it in a way that people will understand.
So this is where I'm trying to the problem is everybody
creating a new,
there's no new vocabulary. This isn't new. I'm trying to incorporate all like classical vocabulary.
No, you're trying to change it. You're trying to change
people. I'm not trying to change anything here. I'm trying to just get consistency. I'm trying to come up with the most
tracking thing. Tracking means two things. So when I talk about tracking now, I should just differentiate how I'm just talking about tracking.
I see.
Instead of trying to come up with some new term and be like, well, it only means this now for rafting.
The problem is you're going to have tracking A and tracking B.
Like, see, okay, that's exactly just tracking. And you just have to describe which type of tracking you're talking about. So people like Rick understand and I understand. So, because we could be thinking of two different things.
Okay. How does a sweep boat work, Aaron?
With tracking.
What kind of tracking?
Both.
No. That's the problem is like the answer is with tracking, but is it tracking Rick's tracking or Zach and Aaron's tracking?
No, but here it doesn't matter because like all boats track. Rick's talking about how well they track. And so it'd be a different context there. I think you can overthink it too. Just understand that some people are coming from different angles. So you just have to be careful.
Yeah, for sure. That's why these discussions are great because like I've never.
Yeah, but you start getting you make it like cognitive dissonance. I remember taking a social psychology of clothing class in college, and everyone wants to have they want to have different words for everything. And what does cognitive dissonance mean or whatever? It means like people make judgments about you based on your clothing or whatever it is. It's not that helpful. So just like use common vocabulary in general is the key thing. And making sure and trying to say things in a way that everyone can understand.
That's the entire goal, Aaron. That's the entire goal here. The entire goal is like if somebody takes a class.
Then why are you saying fairing means this now? Because it doesn't mean that to everyone. You're trying to change it. That's where I get annoyed.
Aaron, first of all.
You're like fairing means you don't go downstream at all. You're going across and you stay at the same. And I'm like,
I think a lot of people agree with that.
But not for everyone. That's my point. So you need to say it in a way that works, can communicate.
Exactly. So like when you introduce a class, say, hey, we're going to use these words to mean these things.
No, see, you're trying to make it yours. That's my whole point.
I'm not trying to make it mine. I'm trying to use the current terminology that exists so there can be a common language. And then communicate it with other people and include them in the discussion so that we can like come up with a common language, which we don't have now. Because if somebody takes a class with me and learns tracking and they take a class with Rick, they'll learn two different things what tracking means. And it will look really, we both look dumb, right? Or if I say downstream ferry to somebody in my class and somebody learns something else, like there's not a common language.
Well, I'll tell you, in my class, I would talk about tracking and say, hey, there's two things people refer to as tracking. This and this. So understand when people talk about it, you got to be careful to differentiate which one you're talking about.
I'm with you. But which one do you think is way more common?
Well, the one we're discussing. Yeah. But I would still have that quick conversation at the front and be like, hey, this is what we're mainly talking about here. Particularly for new people this is the other problem. We're talking about people who are new to the sport a lot of times. So,
I mean, that's why having some definitions for these things to get people started correctly is important. Or like to be able to describe them well.
It is exactly that, but that's the problem with it. There's different definitions and you're trying to get like an agreed upon definition. There isn't one. That's my point.
I think for most of these things, there's an 80% agreed upon definition.
Yeah, it's 80%. That's not enough.
Let's turn that 80 to 100.
You can't. You're not.
You can't.
Particularly kayakers use tracking differently.
Hold on.
Are you going to change all the kayakers? You can change all the sea kayakers?
First of all.
You guys shouldn't use that word that way.
Whitewater kayakers don't use the word tracking. I've never used the word tracking as well. I understand there's some tracking happening, but like I've never been like, oh, my playboat doesn't track. I just say my playboat doesn't go in a straight line. I can see sea kayakers using that term and sailors using that term. But as a whitewater kayaker, I've never used the term track. Like I can look it up. Okay, let's go to some comments.
Comments, yes.
Okay, because we're going to just argue some more about this. I RT'd the new model Sotar with the mesh floor. It didn't track at all. It seemed to handle like a kayak. Lots of spin momentum. Which tracking, John? Is it? Is it John's tracking or sorry, Rick's tracking or Zach and Aaron's tracking? I don't understand the context.
I think neither one worked well. Yeah. I think they're kind of overlapped there.
A decent paddler can keep any boat straight under propulsion, which is why I use momentum rather than propulsion. Confused paddler, momentum. So I'm confused.
Yeah, I don't understand.
A decent paddler can keep any boat straight under propulsion.
Nope. Okay, totally true.
Okay.
Oh, so momentum. You use momentum versus propulsion.
Now, momentum means something different than propulsion. So this is where momentum is speed, velocity times mass. Has nothing to.
So and your propulsion is really like your energy input.
It's like I'm not going with that.
Your momentum is like kind of your kinetic energy and.
Keep in mind that secondary toing. Good point. I think Rick is agreeing with me about ferrying because I was paying attention to that at that point. That ferrying is slower than the current because Rick is a kayaker. As a kayaker, ferrying is to like you'll ferry to an eddy in the middle of the river. Like leave the eddy and ferry over there. Ferrying is going slower than the current. Going fast in the current is just going somewhere. All right. You can use passive tracking to ferry across the river if you have time. Yeah. Sweet puts do that all the time. Classic ferry means crossing under power with an angle. Crossing under power. Okay. I think Sean agrees with me, but I'm not sure. In a downstream ferry, you're still crossing the river, but acknowledging you'll end up further downstream than a classic ferry. So we can use the term classic ferry. It's a classic ferry to go slower in the current. Ferrying is just crossing the river, but a classic ferry.
You're making up new terms, and now you're going to have to get the whole world to use them. And that's my whole issue with all this.
I'll stick with ferry then.
Why don't we just stick with what people are using and try to communicate to people where they are instead of trying to change
everyone. Because Aaron, you're going to have like
this is your goal is to change everyone.
I'm not. There's no. I don't want to change anything. What you'll have is like a whole half an hour class about terms. Well, it might mean this and it might mean that. It could mean this. If in this context, it means this. But when I do this, instead of like a short list of terms that are definable, yours is sort of like, well, it kind of maybe could be this thing.
That's why I think it's helpful. Like I'm less focused on the terms and more focused on the concepts.
I mean, they're both important. But people have to have a language.
The terms are insignificant.
No, the terms are. You need the terms for a language. so you can talk to people. Hey, fairy yeah, over there.
Terms just make you sound cool because then you're on the in crowd having all this jargon. You don't need any terms. If you understand a concept, you don't need any terms.
You need to be able to communicate. This is this is where Aaron drives me crazy. If you look at CLAP, like I think the foundation of safety, the C in CLAP is communication. We need to be able to communicate. I'm talking to myself because Aaron's off in another world.
I hear you. I'm listening.
The C in CLAP is communication is an important part of boating. We have to share a common language in order to communicate. It's the same reason we talk about river signals. Let's have common river signals. Let's also have common language. When I say ferry over there, I want them to get I want them to get as high as they can. Don't just get across the river eventually. If I say cross the river, that means cross the river. Get to the other side. Ferry means
you say, can you ferry that eddy over there? Can you ferry below the tree? Can you ferry above the rock?
Right. So if I say ferry to the side, I mean get to the other side as high as you can.
You if care?
Sometimes I care. I don't think we go that far. Okay. To ferry is to move laterally in the river. So, Rick, is that slower than the current or does it matter? Because I'm claiming it's slower than the current. To move laterally in the river is just crossing the river. Like, can you go faster than the current and still have it be a ferry? It doesn't need to be all the way across. Yeah, it can be to an eddy in the middle of the river. It can be.
Yep, good point.
It can be 2 feet. It can be ferry to the eddy and then hang out in the eddy. It doesn't have to be across the river. But you are making your way across the river. All right. I think ferrying
is I like Tom's definition.
Aren't parallel to the current and you're actively propelling your boat to move yourself across the river.
And Tom's way smarter than I am. So I'm going with Tom's definition.
Specifically when you aren't when you are parallel to the river, you're not moving across the river. You have to be not parallel.
Exactly.
So I mean Tom, I could sum up his definition saying, I think ferrying is crossing the river.
Yep.
Because all this is just can be replaced. It's sort of after ferrying, all that can be replaced with.
Well, I think you love jargon. He's trying to speak to you and your jargon.
So like, you can remove everything from specifically to boat. I think ferrying is to move yourself across the river. That's what I think Tom is trying to say.
Yeah, he says you're, and he's just saying it in more than one way so people can understand. You aren't parallel to the current. And your boat is not parallel to the current, and you're actively propelling your boat across the river. You could be parallel to the current and actively moving your boat across the river by drawing your boat, for example. There are ways to do that. Or in the case of a sweep boat, you could definitely be parallel to the river and moving from one side of the river to the other. You would not be ferrying in that case, I guess you'd be saying.
You just get momentum downriver and then stop and coast across the river or makes a turn when you're paddling. That isn't ferrying. If you just get momentum downriver and then stop and coast. So you have to have propulsion for it to be ferrying. Like ferrying is more than just it's crossing the river with some propulsion.
That's what I think Tom likes my definition, basically. That's what I
What's your definition again? Tell me your definition again.
Where you're using force to move across the river, like you're putting in like human force.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you put it, say it a different way?
Oh, here we go. Somebody gives the Aaron. It's trying to standardize the preferred terminology as the only terminology. I don't think so.
Yes, you are. So. You're trying to make an argument that yours is the best.
It's not, this is what most people use. It's not my definition. It's what most people use. I'm trying to get some consensus. Most of the terms you're talking about define, but yeah, the ACA defines a ferry as going from my definition of ferrying is the same as the ACA's definition.
What's ACA's definition of ferry?
It's across the river, definition. Making the least downriver progress as you can.
Is that what it actually says?
Yeah, I looked it up. But ACA is very kayak specific.
Yeah, that's true.
So kayakers use the idea of ferrying as like going from one side and not making the least downward progress. That's common with kayaking. So in this case, I'm trying to have some consistency with kayaking. The classic ferry to mean what most boaters think of if they say ferry class. Okay. I use classic ferry to think of what do most boaters think of? That's what I want to know, Sean.
Well, they say ferry, but then they also say downstream ferry.
Yeah, and I think we have to realize that downstream ferry is a poor name for what's happening. It's an incorrect use of the word ferry, by my definition.
But not by Tom Cook's, Thomas Cook's.
Not by Thomas and BW. BW. Yeah. I mean, again, I don't understand. Like, if you need cross, go across the river. That's why would you say ferry? Just go across the river.
Well, why would you say ferry anyways?
Ferry is where you're turning your boat at an angle and going slower in the current across the river. For a very specific thing. Hey, let's use our ferry angle and ferry across here.
Do you always have to say a boat? Can you ferry and work your way downstream as you ferry?
Can you ferry and work your way? Yeah, if you're in my definition, if you're going slower than the current at an angle, you're doing some ferrying. You can ferry to an eddy and then move yourself downstream and ferry to another eddy. That's using ferries to make maneuvers. Like in what's a good example of a rapid? In some rapids, you might go down river left and ferry to river right. You do that by going slower in the current, turning your boat at an angle and pulling the oar across, go across it. All right, here we go. Where are we at? Slower in the current, ideally. Okay, so Rick, you're just on like just crossing the river is ferrying. That's where we're at. You're just getting yourself from one side of the river to the other with some propulsion, that's ferrying. It just seems like nonsense to me. It's nonsense. Classically, I agree ACA is correct, but too many people include downriver now. I think ACA is best, but it's too late. This is what I think.
I agree, Thomas.
So you're saying because we've lost, because people, there's a new generation of boaters who's starting to use ferry incorrectly. We should just go with that.
I think language is always changing, Zach, and you have to embrace where it is, not try to make it where you want it.
I think I'm at where it is. Right. I think most people, if I will agree with this definition.
Just me, the world revolves around you. You are where it is. You are the center. Okay.
All right, here we go. Downstream ferrying was perfect. If you're ferrying at the speed of the current. Well, the downstream ferry, you're going faster than the current because you're pulling downstream. So in that case, you're going faster than the current. Anyway, there is so like, I got to tell you, Aaron, these discussions, push, pull, downstream ferry, track, all these terms, I've had a month worth of discussions with a lot of different people. And I've heard all kinds of sides. And I think there's a lot of diverse opinions about what they mean. And it should be nice if we all agreed on what they mean.
Well, you know what you can do is you can go back to college and get a PhD in rafting, and then you can put all this stuff in papers and publish papers about it and talk with everyone about it all the time.
I'm not going back to school for that.
And then so you can have all the cool terms, and then people take the classes, and you can use all the cool terms and say, this is what this means. This is what this means.
But I'm not going to do that. But we're like – in our world of education, this is how we're going to use the terms. Because I believe most people use the terms these ways. Just to create some consistency. And well, this I'm is my attempt. I'm going
to
be
inclusive in my vocabulary and try to talk in a way that everyone understands.
Your classes are probably way better than ours. Our classes are you know, so uninclusive. People don't understand anything. They come out of them just totally, totally unable to communicate. Okay, so man, we just that was basically tracking. That was painful. Here we go. If you're at the speed or faster than the current, it's a downstream ferry. If you're slower than the current, it's just a ferry. If you're going faster than the current,
I agree in general. I think in general, what happens if you're going the same speed as the current though, Rick?
Drifting. It's just drifting.
No, because you're rowing across at the same speed of the current.
Oh,
you're perpendicular current.
I'm just calling that pulling across. Just pulling across. There's no ferry action there. You're just pulling. I think
ferry is moving from one side of the river to the other. That's the key, most important part of the definition. You are moving from one side of the river to the other. So
Well, hold on. It's not the most important thing because I agree with Rick. And
downstream ferry. What does that mean?
You can ferry
with a
You can ferry to the middle of the river. You don't have to cross.
Yeah, but you're moving across. You don't have to go all the way, but you're moving across. You're moving from one side towards the other. You don't have to complete it. Oh,
saying towards the other. As long as you're going towards the other. That's just moving. That's just going. So this is where I.
Zach, you can just use the term going for everything.
It really
okay,
is.
Okay, rafting, just going
just
left.
Just go over there.
Going right.
Just go left. Like if I'm saying, hey, go left, that means go left. If I say use a ferry to go left, that means go slower in the current.
And if you say use a downstream ferry.
I don't have, like if I need you to go left, that you just go point left and go left. I don't, like, I'm only going to use a downstream ferry when the stern is downstream. Otherwise, it's just pushing on the oars or just paddling. Like if I'm kayaking, if I go kayaking and I'm paddling downstream, I'm not going to say, hey, I'm going to do a downstream ferry to go. I'm just going downstream.
Well, it's because kayakers never paddle backwards downstream because it's just not helpful.
The term downstream ferry does not apply to kayaking at all, in my opinion. I've never heard that term kayaking.
In a kayak, you basically drive a kayak like a car.
You go forward.
You go everything forward.
Yeah. I mean, you catch eddies and you it's different than a car in that you go backwards, you have to face upstream and ferry. You like get to the top of an eddy and leave an eddy and you're going slower than the current. Where a car always goes straight, if assuming the river is straight. Okay, so this is where we're getting to more terminology things that are messy. I'm only gonna use the term downstream ferry when I say I'm going my stern first downstream. If my bow is first, it's just pushing. It's just going downstream. It's just normal. Aaron, you're on mute.
Mark the spot we are right now, because tonight when I need to fall asleep, I'm going to turn this part of the show back on.
All right. Crossing the river slower in the current is the upstream ferry. Faster than the current is the downstream ferry.
Yep.
Equal to the current is just ferrying.
Ah, that's an interesting idea. I like it, okay. Jay.
First of all, Jay is an absolute legend and a badass. Jay is my favorite person to compete against in the Upper Clackamas Whitewater Festival. And so I know of Jay's prowess on the oars, his skill, his legendary time as a boater. However, I disagree with you, Jay. I don't think this is correct. Does anybody actually use the term upstream ferry? Hey, do an upstream ferry to cross the river. Have you ever heard that term in the real world, Aaron? No, it's nonsense.
Yes, I've used it numerous times in courses.
Faster than the current is just pushing across the river. It's just going across the river. I never say, hey, downstream ferry to get over there. I just say, go across the river.
You never say downstream ferry. You never say, hey, you should downstream ferry this.
I only use it to say, turn the boat around and pull with your stern first. I never say a bow first.
But you do use it. Okay.
In that term. Equal the current is just firm. Okay. Firm, I go.
Hey, do we have any wind footage?
Okay. We do, actually. What do I have for you? I have some good wind footage. That's funny. Okay. I think I had one more thing to talk about. Oh, man. So let's watch a video and end this in a fun way instead of just bickering about this. We gotta stop talking about this stuff because it really is going to drive people crazy. I get that. All right.
Oh, this is way better. Yeah. Where is this? That looks like...
This is in Mexico.
Mexico. I was going to say, it looks like Mexico, yeah.
On the Jacamate River. The Rio Jitate. That looks fun, right? That was a downstream ferry for a sec. It's a good high side.
Oh, yeah, that's a nice little surf he's got on. He's showing them how to surf, huh?
Yeah, where's his GoPro video? It'd be an unpleasant swim, especially with that not high flow jacket on. See how the guy at the shore threw him at just the length of rope he needed? But and then he threw the bag. That was a pretty cool trick. Then he threw the bag downstream.
Yeah. That's nice.
That was nice. That's not fun.
Oh.
I swim already. I'm out. I'm swimming.
Oh, he's like Dougie Fresh. Never gives up.
I hate being upside down.
That's a Dougie roll right there.
The problem is once you roll once, you're already off. Oh, like he's getting surfed in. Oh, geez. I've only watched a little tiny bits of this. They threw him a full bag.
Just dropped a bag on top of him. Yeah.
That could have been really dangerous on that bag. That was the whole 60 feet of rope or whatever. And if it was your bag, it'd be 75 feet of rope. Lots of let go of the oars. Here's that rope again. Just the right length of rope. Watch him throw the bag. It's a pretty smooth operation there. And then pulling.
Looks like they're there on purpose to do that, huh?
Yeah.
Like you're going to get surfed in the hole. We're going to throw a bag.
And then when you get out, let go of the rope. Oh, so you don't.
Do they want him to go to the other side? Oh, is right down there. There he goes. Oh boy, that's not good.
Look at his oar tower bent too. Oh, that oar is stuck. Oh, that's smart. Take the blade off. You're not gonna need this. You're not gonna need a row anyway. Man, after watching that first kayak go, I don't think I could run this rapid. What's in that guy's, is there something in that guy's mouth? Oh,
he's got a basement. Yeah. And you know it's a lot bigger than it looks. But you're there, it's going to be way bigger than it looks.
Here we go. This is a downstream ferry, right? Downstream ferry, kind of. Let's go the oars. Hold on. Oh, oar to the head, maybe. Nice high side. I think that's a win right there. That's a win. He didn't get surfed in the hole.
Oh, that's a nice line. Yeah.
The oars are still in his hands. He can get the oars out maybe and make a maneuver. Oh, this doesn't look good. I'm already nervous.
No, I think he's fine. I just wouldn't like that. Oh. He's good.
Oh, nice size.
There it is.
Right.
I wonder if he'd be better off just. Oh boy, oh, that's a nice line.
There we go. Just down. That was a downstream ferry. Just pull it to the left there. Now you got to go mess with this mess. But at least you're trying. A ship. The first ship I've seen. Oh, let go of the oar. Nice high side.
Oh,
that was close.
That is epic. Look at all the rats they have, man.
This is a different rapid. Same guy from the first one. Yeah. This guy likes to let go of his oars. See how far apart those again. See, this is where I'm just such a believer in shipping. Like people are just entering the rapid and letting go of the oars, and now there's oars flapping around that can hurt people. That's nice. I think a lot of these oars are too short for the boats. Oh, messy.
Is this a rocky trip?
I'm not sure. Oh, that oar just broke. Oh. You see that? That's why you don't do that, man. I've been having this discussion with people like, oh, I just pull the oars in. I've been saying that is not pulling the oars in is not shipping. It's not a correct technique. Why can't they do it? This is why. He's lucky he didn't get hurt. Like that's sucks to break an oar on an expedition like this, but somebody could have got hurt.
It almost seems like they'd be better off not having their oars tied on and just like
with a paddle.
Yeah.
Just have a paddle in the bow.
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of help there. There were no ceremony oar rights.
No, that's not bad, rapid.
Nice. Well, that's an old boat. that kayak, that last kayak, some boat from the like 2002. See, this is where I'd like Pins Eclipse a lot, because you can keep your oars in your hands and use them for stability and stuff like this. So just they keep letting go of their oars and grabbing their frame. Oh man, I hate this feeling. Yes, I'm seeing the same thing, Sean. Not sure it's the same teacher. Oar management is sort of like proper terminology. People don't teach it anymore. It's just not like this is not fun. That's probably a rope that shouldn't have been thrown. Let's go back. So this person's getting beat down. This kayaker. This person really wants to throw this rope. Like, that person wasn't even ready for it or thinking about it. Like, when somebody's the hole, if you're going to throw the whole bag, that person needs to know it's coming, right, Aaron? Throwing like the length, like pulling out like 15 feet of rope so that it gets them and you can pull it out. You throw 60 feet of rope in a hole, that could be a problem.
Yeah, you're wrapped around you, you're getting window shade in there, you just could end up poorly.
When I'm getting beat down in the hole, the last thing I want is a rope in there too. Like, the last thing I want. Please, people, don't throw me a full rope.
This is full. I'm gonna say this is full on gear boating right here. Oof.
That guy's running spinnies. There's no oar rights on there.
Looks like they keep the boats pretty light.
That was a nice ship. Oh, ship. There's some good oar management there. See, that deserved a ship. He's got these oars sticking out the sides. And when you ship one oar too, you're more stable. Like, one oar shipped, one oar not, is a really stable position in rapids like this.
Totally. Yeah.
Here we go. These are big. Oh, geez. Come on. Come on, kayaker. You're off.
There you go. You got it. You got the help from the river. There's a second one.
See, this is so frustrating to me. This is becoming a thing, Aaron. Like
Zach, it's not becoming. It's always been a thing.
It's so frustrating.
Remember back when we did Forks of the Kern?
Yeah.
That one guy on the trip was doing that every time.
Like,
but I'd
like,
say, look at this. This one, though, if you're sitting back, I could see you really getting thrown. So in some ways, I don't know. This might be a good idea because those boats are so soft. If it was a firmer boat, you may not have to worry as much, but it really kind of.
This is so somebody used this term supermanning for this. This is they're calling this a real technique. Just like the problem with doing this is you do this and you can't, like, you're not ready to row afterwards. You're like not under seat, you're hunched down. You have to pull your blades all the way forward to use them. I don't know. It's just like, I don't know. I'm not a fan of that. It worked fine. He did great. I just think once you develop that habit to do that, you just keep doing it. And when you go run harder rivers, it's problematic. That was a sweet line. That was nice. That's a big rapid.
I want to see the rafts run this.
Ghost boat. I just ghost boat it. Look at all that flat water at the bottom. Let's see, there would be fine in the rafts. It wouldn't be that bad. Hope we're about to find out. I haven't watched this far. I only watched like a couple of shots in the beginning of the video. I saw the carnage. That looks pretty straightforward. Oh, that hole right there that looks like a major beatdown. Not sure what that throwback is going to do right there. Doesn't seem like a right one to have a throwback. Oh, here's the cheat line. Oh, the cheat line looks like fun.
I really want to see the rafts. The kayaks, it's impressive, but I want to see what they do with the rafts.
Here we go. I mean, it all just
kind of... Yeah!
He's doing that Superman move. Just forward, holding on. Yep. The oars are just... I'm surprised nobody's gotten hit in the head with an oar.
I guess yeah, but when you're trying, how wide those stands are, shipping both those oars at the same time is going to be really challenging to ship them both.
Or just ship.
And then they're going to go into the waves. They're going to catch and get yanked out of your hand.
Ship one of them at least.
I think it's really hard, actually. I think in some ways what they're doing might make sense. I bet they tried the other way. I bet it didn't work.
I doubt it, but.
Yeah, it looks nice.
I mean, they're basically not. Oh, yeah, they work there. And that's an example of it working. Just threw the oars forward, holding on to stuff.
Oh, that's a big rapid.
It's a nice line right there. This is looking really good right here. See, I like they're actively holding onto the oars and rowing the thing instead of just like ducking and covering. Oh, there, that. Oh. Like this is like that guy was the Forks of the Current. Oh, they just there he's in that hole. I was afraid of for the kayakers. Like he just went over the drop and let go of the oars and held on to the frame. Like you have
no. He would turn around though. He'd let go of his oars and he'd turn around and hold on to his frame. So he wouldn't even be looking where he was going.
Oh.
I thought he did that on a middle feather trip with you guys too, and then he had to hike out.
He's on the middle feather, yeah. Well, he just rode the entrance and let go of his oars. Oh, he took an oar to the face right there. You see that? He on the middle feather, yeah, he would just enter rapids. Just want to go back. Enter rapids. Just go the entrance, let go, hold on to his frame. And he was just, you know, barely. It looked like it was a cap, but watch this over the head right there. Do you see that?
Oof.
I'm not rewinding again. Or the head.
Oh, yeah. Oh, good recovery.
Or management, man. Oh, man, that's becoming a thing. Just
well, probably nice to have a stiffer raft, but they don't have it, so
yeah. I mean, you have what you have,
yeah.
And I like those rafts, I like the shape.
Grand Canyon, I do that. I'll do that for big, big hits, is lean forward and push my come forward and lean forward like that. I do that a lot, actually.
I don't ever.
Well, I mean, there's a place for it because your oars are just gonna get ripped out of your hands otherwise.
No, they're not.
Mm-hmm. Maybe not yours, but the rest of us mere mortals.
You're not set up to make a move. You're like all the way leaning forward. It's not a very stable position. Oh. You're all the way just like you're bent forward. You're not stable in the boat.
This is some incredible footage.
That's nice. That's how it's done. That's exactly how it's done. Holding on to your oars. Beautiful. Same thing. Got in control, rowing the rapid, holding onto the oars. I like these boats. It says big, blunt bows.
What's on the bottom of that boat? On the front, is that the material? Oh.
Oh, here we go. It's amazing how many people are like, can get to it, can physically, it's an easy, it's pretty easy wrap. Everybody can just get there. Where do the rafts go there?
This is like it's run beat you up.
This looks, I mean, this looks really fun. Oh, it's gonna hit that rock. Oh, nice, slid over. I think those oars are the wrong size for that boat. All right, we're almost done. We'll get to comments. We'll finish this up. So I put a link to, if anyone wants to watch the video, I put a ooh, that's sweet. I put a link to the video in the show notes if anybody wants to watch it. Nice. All right, let's get the comments and we'll close this show down.
Whoa. Where are the rafts going on that one?
I feel like the rafts maybe took out and the kayaks went by themselves for the end. Huh, that's cool. All right. Let's get to comments. It's amazing that people haven't returned shipping. In 4 days, a guy went from never hearing it to probably doing it in 4 days. I think it's just a lack of knowledge.
That's interesting. I didn't realize that.
Properly doing it in 4 days. Yeah, I think it's the same thing with the other terms, like ferrying. Lots of stat rep. If you want to perfect a skill, do that skill all day long. I do nothing but pushing for every move or pulling all day long. Want to perfect going backwards? Do your standard lines backwards. Perfect shipping, short stroke your lines or ships. Yeah. That's why I'm fanatical about the shipping thing, Aaron, because if you just get used to pushing your handles forward, this just becomes your habit.
No, and I agree it's a bad habit, but I think also there's a time and a place for that move. That's all I'm saying. I don't want people to assume that you should never use that move, because there's definitely places where I use that move consistently.
I'm not going to, like, where?
In the, whatever, the 10th wave at Hermit at 18,000. Going through the V wave in lava. Because you get washed off your boat.
You can ship like this and you're fine. And you have some stability.
You get washed off your boat.
You'll get washed off the boat.
Yeah, you'll get washed off the back of your boat.
Unless you have pins and clips.
You got to get down and forward.
I didn't. In our Grand Canyon trip, I didn't do this once. I didn't push. Every time was a regular ship. I did what I do a lot is like ship one, don't ship the other. And then you're sitting up straight. You have stability. You have some side to side stability.
In general, I agree with you. I'm not arguing the general point. I'm just saying there's certain places where you will get washed off your boat in certain hits.
I mean, the place I think it should be used is the mid-shooter Rainy Falls. Like, I'm a fan of doing it.
That'd be a place where.
So I'm not saying never do it, but I think when I'm teaching people, I'm like, hey, let's get in the habit of real shipping.
No, we're not, I think we're not, and I
this
agree.
Isn't called shipping. This isn't called shipping. This isn't called shipping. Yeah, no. Those are called bad form.
And I agree with you there. Is I think a lot of people do those other things because they haven't practiced their shipping enough. And so I'm in total agreement. Just for our viewers who are the nuanced. Beyond. Initially, it's like, hey, you ship your oars every time. Ship your oars or really ride your gear. That's a standard. That being said, there are certain spots where I'll do that other method. So.
All right. Could they have deflated their way into that pan, Aaron?
I'm kind of confused how it's held in there. I wasn't sure if it was getting stuffed down into a hole or what.
So I think it was jammed in like a civvy thing. Yeah. And I bet you when they pulled the gear off, it came out really easy. I think it was just mass holding it into like a sort of civvy like channel.
Yeah.
And they'll just pull all the weight off and it'll float up to the surface. That was my guess what happened.
Well, I hope that's what happened.
All right. Well, Aaron, we did it. Do you want to close this one down?
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for putting up with this little one here. If you guys haven't, like, subscribe, rate, review, of course. I don't know if Zach talked about that. If you guys are listening on the podcast version, This is designed to be visual as well, but we appreciate you guys listening, and you guys appreciate all your comments as usual. It's fun having you guys all here, and definitely learned a lot today as usual. Like, that was great discussion about tracking and the different forms of tracking in particular. So Zach, did you hit 10,000?
We're at like 9,950, I think. Really close. So we'll probably be at 10,000 next. 9,934. We'll probably be at 10,000 next Friday.
That's exciting. Yeah.
And I canceled our Illinois trip next week because of that log. I might go boating next week somewhere. So we might have a Tuesday, a Friday show. We might not. Depends if I get to go boating.
All right.
So we'll see. I'll let you know.
All right. Sounds good.
I got one more thing to do and we'll close the show down.